and performance on the one hand, on the other, trying to keep moving us forward on this item. Mr. Chairman, it would be my recommendation that we withdraw this item for consideration, that we then go back to A, see how quickly we can put in place either new standards that are now available to us as a result of the passage of, is it Senate Bill 51?
351.
351. That does indeed provide the authority to establish these requirements at levels that are higher than have been provided under the legislation heretofore, and that we explore the delay ramifications of not moving on these bids and going out for bid. My guess is that we would be looking at a rather substantial delay. In other words, if we get the new standards in place and then we rebid the project, I could imagine that we could be talking, and if we look at the ramifications of that for the construction system, right, we could be talking about a year's delay.
Oh.
It could be sizable. Nonetheless, let us withdraw this item. Let us see where the opportunity to move forward in the short term and the revision of these standards, and then we'll get back to the board before the July meeting. We'll get back to you promptly in terms of a further recommendation on a way forward.
I think we should also understand that perhaps the executive committee could meet between.
Right. Yes,
right. You know,
right. Absolutely. We could work this with the executive committee and, of course, with Chairman McMillan being on that committee.
Chairman.
Okay.
The number 25, I said 24, 25. Number 25, I have a question. And maybe I'm reading it wrong. On the job order contractors, I recognize one African American name, and that's Lewis Jones Enterprises. But in the second page, I don't see that name where the contracts were awarded. So could someone clarify for me? I see all the others, but I don't see the Lewis Jones Enterprise. Was that, that's an African-American company? Was that a JOC award awarded to him also?
I think I can answer a part of that. I saw that and was concerned about it as well, and really reached out to Jones. And Jones said to me, well, I didn't know about that, he said, but I expect that there may be a problem because my bonding company had to pay off some of the subcontractors. So apparently there was a justifiable reason for not renewing his contract, but which seems to me would not preclude substituting another minority contractor since this is in Chicago. So I think that it's a good observation, you know.
And you know, we need to be careful with the stuff that we can't find, you know, these people. I've heard that my whole life. I can find them. I've run a little operation compared to this place. So absolutely. If I can find them, this school can find them.
So there are no minorities for the smaller contracts?
Of Trustee Carroll, of the three, of the four that were renewed, two are Hispanic firms and one is a woman-owned firm.
And one is, I didn't hear your
last. A woman-owned firm, female firm.
Well, let me clarify. There are no African-Americans.
That is correct. In the renewal.
Is there any impediment to adding a minority contractor to this contract?
What we would do, I'll work with UIC and Mark Donovan, is we have the ability to relook at the new JOC contract that would come up and make sure that we fundamentally increase numbers there if we can.
That's not this one. That's another one.
No, this is a renewal of a previous contract, and we can bring back to the board or the executive committee of proposals related to initiating new JOC.
We seem to be making difficult problems out of something that seems rather simple to me. Just get somebody and add it to the contract and go through the motions that you need to.
Well, Trustee Montgomery, I'm willing to, you know, I want to sit down and talk with them, make sure that they have what they need, and we will we'll do what the will of the board is.
Well, this board member would like to see you add somebody.
I understand.
So would I.
So, Mike, is it possible for you to, for the team to bring back a recommendation on that in a timely way?
Yeah, we'll get together and we'll work on it, and we'll have a solution.
So we can
create a solution.
Look at both of these issues in tandem, revisit both of these issues.
And I would just add, well, one thing I do want to say about, and I understand we've withdrawn it, the issue of Garner Hall was a demolition, so there's a timeliness issue in trying to get that done during the summer when the students aren't there before they come back. Just for clarification, Chairman, just for clarification, did you withdraw both 24 and 25?
I withdrew 24. I understood the board to be saying that on 25 they wanted a minority firm to be added, but that doesn't preclude the action on these.
We come back with a new one.
I think that's right.
Yeah. But so long as it doesn't preclude an African American being added.
Yes. That's what I understood.
Right.
I'm confused.
Board direct that
no,
specific
I don't think
level.
So. On 25, and minority contractors, you have three underrepresentative, two Hispanic and one female.
We have two Hispanic firms, two MAFB Hispanic firms, and one female firm. So three of the four are MAFB firms that are being renewed.
You know, I think either we withdraw or vote. I don't think we can micromanage.
Yeah.
Like. What we're considering.
Here. We'll withdraw this item also, and then we can revisit both.
No.
I think we're getting in territory here that's probably.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to have some legal advice on what we're allowed to do because this is.
Chairman, I hate to be a pessimist. I'm just trying to get clarification. If we are not going to move on the renewal, then we have to stop this construction activity, and restart another jock selection. If we move with the renewal, then we'll come back with a new jock, and we will get you better results.
Okay, I mean, I think we shouldn't disrupt the three incumbents.
That's right.
And probably that's not helpful to them, and it's probably not helpful to our ultimate goal of getting things done cheaply and well, in the spirit of the community engagement that's part of our mandate. So I think I'm hearing that perhaps there'd be support for moving ahead with 25.
Okay, good.
And with the notion that you'll come back to us.
Right.
And I think
it'll be a new job contract with a new cadre of people.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay.
Thank you.
Stan just said to me, I think it's time to move it along. So, I agree with him.
Yeah.
How does this work?
Motion to approve.
Is there a motion to approve?
I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Dan.
Dr. Kortz?
Second.
All right. Dr. Carroll?
Yes. Right. Yes on all except number 25, which has been, number 24, which has been withdrawn.
That's
right?
Been withdrawn, yes.
So yes on all.
Yes. And just to reiterate, number 24 has been withdrawn. Mr. Felix, he'll be back in just a minute. Ms. Hacera?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Dr. Kortz?
Yes.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes on all.
Mr. Montgomery?
Are we voting all the way to 32 or just to 26? I think we stopped at 26.
She read them all.
We read them all?
Yeah.
Then I vote aye on all except 31, with respect to which I abstain.
Right. So noted, sir. Thank you. Mr. Oliver.
Yes to all.
Thank you. Governor Quinn. Mr. Reschke.
Yes to all.
Ms. Strobel.
Yes to all.
Mr. Tortolero.
Yes to all.
Mr. Zavarotny.
Yes to all.
And
yeah. So So I guess we don't have a conclusion of that. Oh, here's Derek.
Okay.
Derek.
Mr. Felix. You vote for all?
I for all.
Thank you, sir. Okay. So that okay. All items pass. So
I think we're in the last few minutes here. Is there any new business that should, or old business that should properly come before the board? Is there any new business? I might just offer a comment then. I thought that was a very tense interaction between all of us. I don't think anyone enjoyed it. I certainly did not enjoy it. I think we've developed tremendous relationships between the trustees, the new group of trustees, and with the senior team. You know, we don't want to put you in a jam situation. We don't want to be in a jam situation. I think I should have done more work up front. That same issue occurred, you know, several months ago. I should have had my head in the game. We had a lot going on. So I blame myself, and I'll make sure that in the future we have a much smoother process when it comes to the votes at the board meeting. With that said, I certainly entertain.
I move for it. Yes.
Could I just say one thing? Just tacking on to what you're saying. We have a two-day board meeting coming up in July. I wonder if we're going about some of these things. We could maybe do it in a different manner. If we have time at that board meeting, I think it would be a good idea for the entire board to spend a significant amount of time discussing, you know, philosophically, what are our goals in this. I think, you know, we're trying to decide on details. Maybe what we need to do is discuss big picture, what are our goals, you know, what do we want to do, try to build a consensus.
Yeah, I think our preliminary planning in regard to the July board meeting is to optimize the opportunity to do just that. That is to say, to move away from the normal structured committee and board agenda, although the board will indeed need to act on certain items, but spend the most of the time in more broad-ranging, less structured discussion.
I think there's
on a few key issues.
Sorry, I think there's a lot of consensus on the board on this issue. It's just we're getting too wrapped up in little details. I think if we can discuss it as a group, you know, philosophically, what are our goals? What should we be doing? I think it might be helpful.
Yeah, I
think July would be a great time to do that.
You know, I think that's going to be a big discussion about who we are and who we want to become.
Right.
And part of that is, you know, our public engagement and how we deal with race and society. So those are difficult things to talk about, and somehow we'll engage in those discussions.
Thank you.
Okay.
But it would really be good, Mr. Chairman, if we would do a little spade work between now and July so that we have something concrete to put on the table so that we can chew on it, if that's possible within that limited time frame.
Okay. I think both Stan and I, and probably Mike Hogan, will have individual conversations with each of the trustees to understand more fully what they hope to get out of that two-day period so that everyone feels as though it's productive, a good use of their time, and that they come away from it having achieved that which they went into it to do.
Okay.
Good idea.
Okay.
I move to adjourn, since that, because I have a 4 o'clock appointment.
I think you've got to abstain from that.
I abstain.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. God.